welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Later in the show, we're going to be looking ahead to Saturday's FA Trophy tie between Stamford and Hereford, as we'll be joined by Stamford manager, Mr. Graham Drury. But before that, it's to the FA Cup that we turn to, and last Sunday's action in the third round as our very own Marine hosted Tottenham Hotspur. And before kickoff, I caught up with James Hayes to hear the mood in the stadium. Well, James, a big thank you for joining us. And first obvious question, it's 20 minutes to go before kickoff. What's the mood like there in Crosby?
It's a very, very strange feeling, obviously, with the fact that it's the world media taking the seats in the stands today rather than the fans, unfortunately. It's pretty much exactly the same as any Northern Premier League game otherwise than that. Obviously, at the moment, because I've got Tottenham warming up in front of me, and with, I'm going to say, world-class players, especially looking at the team sheet. About an hour ago, the teams were coming in, huge roar from outside the ground. Inside, you had the entirety of the neighbourhood cheering them on from the side. Pretty much every household along the side is filling up quite nicely to watch the game. However, Marine looks settled in. They've had help with Liverpool and Everton during the last week as well to get prepared for today. Other than that, as you were normally, it's just the same as being here on a Tuesday night, pretty much. It's the same sort of temperature.
And it looks, because I'm watching this on the telly as you're there live, it looks absolutely freezing. How cold is it, just to give people an idea?
Again, if you've been to Marine on a Tuesday night, think of it that way. That's the best way of saying it. It's quite cold, but again, it's not just myself that's dealing with it today. At least that's one thing I've got the experience in compared to everyone else. Yes. I'm used to this weather.
Yes, absolutely. We obviously heard from Ralph, one of the committee members at the club, on last week's show, and we had Neil Young on. At that point, they'd sold 6,500 virtual tickets. 3 hours ago, Marine put out a tweet. It's now 20,000. Ian Wright, Alan Shearer and Gary Lineker helping propel that number. That's a phenomenal achievement by the club, isn't it? They really have, despite COVID, they've done really well out of this game, which is great news.
It sounds like they sold another 3,000 on top then since it got announced on Twitter, because I think it's up to 23,000 now. But yeah, the entirety of the world's come out for this now. Obviously, we've seen two cup shots in the cup this weekend already. The whole world's watching to see if this will be the third one. It's not going to happen. And again, Marine's pitch is as we're used to it. They've got truly have got home advantage here. The Spurs players are still trying to get used to the novels and bobbles on the pitch. We could see a little one or two shots here. Obviously, we're not hopefully not going to expect an 8-0 drubbing. But if Marine can get a goal here today, that would be fantastic for him. But again, this is the FA Cup. We're in the last 64 stage.
All eyes on Niall Cummings, I'm going to suggest, from a Marine perspective.
Not just Niall Cummings as well. Obviously, looking over social media for the last couple of days, James Flamingham, let's not forget as well, Josh Amane, the free kick specialist. How many goals has he scored in the league this season from set plays, from corners, from free kicks? So, compared, obviously, Tottenham's team isn't exactly one of those youth teams or with experience. They are put out a pretty much first team situation, all those that are used to the Premier League. So, they are expecting a little bit of a task on Marine. So, great test for him, but again, will Tottenham be able to adapt to playing on a Northern Premier League pitch? Come on, Marine, that's all I can say.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on, Marine. And just to let everyone know, we're going to do this Soccer Saturday style, but without the awkward bits in the middle where nothing's happening. We'll come back to you, James, as and when stuff happens. And hopefully, it's like we said last week, you know, Marine will do themselves justice and they'll put a performance in this afternoon. It's a tall order whether they'll win or not, but you know, just a good performance, that's what we're after. And when we come back to you, hopefully we'll have stuff to talk about. But have a pie on me. I've not had a pie at a football match in a long time. I'm having withdrawal symptoms. But we'll come back to you, James, as the match progresses. Well, 19 minutes on the clock and it's still 0-0. And James Hayes joins us now back in Crosby. We've had the first proper chance of the half and it's come the way of Marine. Neil Kenge there with a superb strike that came off the bar, James.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, first couple of minutes, Marine have been playing quite defensively, but they've been doing it well. Obviously, Tottenham trying to still get used to the pitch a little bit. That little breaking play there from Kenge, just the way it was dipping, everyone in the ground thought it was in, and so did the entirety of the neighbourhood.
I tell you what, the subsequent corner as well nearly caught Joe Hart out. He had to be on it, didn't he?
Yeah, he did indeed. And Marine at this moment in time, they're 50-50 with...
Hey, James, you won't know this, but I've just watched the replay back of the shot and Joe Hart took his arm away. He thought it was going over and he left it. he was a lucky boy there. But we know we're in for a game now because Mourinho's on his feet. a couple of minutes later, 23 minutes on the clock, and Tottenham have broken the deadlock.
A little bit undeserved, really, at the moment in time, but Venus saw a gap in the play there, and able to run through. Sasson was a little bit unlucky with Aldi at the end there, but again, you are talking about players who are playing seven divisions above him. But again, Marine back on the counters straight away, so we're starting to see him push forward now. They've really got nothing to lose at this point.
Just to clarify, Vinicius was onside, it was borderline, but he did kind of mishit it to begin with, and he was a bit fortunate with that regard, but you could be forgiven, really, because there's so much pace in that attacking third from Tottenham. Well, hopefully the next time we get... I mean, they're on the attack now, Marine, so they're giving it a go. Full-time and 5-0 the final score. And Marine, really, I mean, at half-time, James, it was looking pretty ominous, but Neil Young could be proud of that second-half performance, especially, can't he?
Yeah, I mean, again, Marine came out a lot more relaxed in the second-half, especially after the fifth goal. When they were allowed to play the football, they did. Obviously, both sides tended to enjoy themselves a little bit. But maybe talking points since we last spoke, Billy Paston saving Gareth Bale's free kick early as soon as he come on. James Joyce got called the Marine Man of the Match by their own supporters and players. I mean, obviously, as you probably all heard on the worldwide TV, of the party happening at number 11 behind the ground at this moment in time. But obviously, Marine can be proud, especially with the second half performance there. Marine can be proud with what's gone on. And as we walk past as well, literally, the Marine players literally clapping the gardens. Marine can be proud of themselves what they did today. The scoreline doesn't justify what's happened, but when you're playing the team higher than what you are.
All credit to Tottenham as well. Mourinho put a strong side out tonight. It was a professional performance. And in the build-up, we said, you know, driving those virtual ticket sales and the work that Tottenham did promoting Marine's community work and stuff like that. I mean, it's been a good occasion. The sad thing is, though, is that given where we are at the moment with non-league football, that's potentially Marine's last competitive game of the season, which is quite remarkable to say, given that we're not even midway through January.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that's the downside to all this. Marine have had that little bit more advantage, and if the league competitions were still going ahead, it's worth mentioning, obviously, 30,000 people ended up buying tickets for the virtuals. Like, obviously, official attendance still has to go down to zero, sadly. Credit to the fans and basically the footballing world, effort they put in to make sure Marine get what they rightly deserve from this day. Obviously, they've took a Premier League side, stopped what could have been a massive cricket score in the second half and kept it the score it was.
Absolutely. And the other thing is as well, let's not forget the teams they've beaten to get to this and how many matches they've had to play. I mean, is it seven games they've had to play to get to this stage? So, you know, it's been a great run for Neil Young's side, and a big congratulations to everyone. Superb stuff. But James, that's us over and out for this bit of the show. A big thank you for going all that way just to come on the MPL show. Thank you so much. And you have a safe journey back, mate. Well, a big commiserations to Marine, but a brilliant FA Cup run, and what an occasion. And thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this first part of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go from the FA Cup now to the FA Trophy. And the fourth round of the FA Trophy takes place this weekend as our very own Stamford takes on Hereford of the National League North. And for more on this, on Friday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Stamford. It's a welcome back to the show to Graham Drury. Well, Graham, a big thank you for joining us. Happy New Year's to you. And the day is nearly upon us. Fourth round of the FA Trophy at home to Hereford. What's the mood in the camp like as we head into this game?
Yeah, it's been really good. I mean, obviously, we've not had a lot of time together. We got the all clear of going into the elite group last week. So we've only been able to get the Saturday, like a bit of a training game in amongst ourselves, and then train Tuesday. And then last night we had to call training off because there was snow everywhere and we couldn't get on the 3G or the pitch. So it's been a really frustrating period for us. You know, we've not kicked a ball for a month. You know, it's a bit like lambs being thrown into the lions, really. You know, it is what it is, mate. You know, we've just got to face the hurdles in front of us and make sure we come across them and give our best accounts of ourselves.
I mean, how are you looking for your team talk then? Because, like you say, I mean, it was an uphill challenge to begin with. You know, playing a team two divisions up, but with the onset of COVID and all the restrictions and that kind of thing, the team talk. How do you approach this game?
Just tell them if they don't win, they get sacked. Simple, isn't it? I guess you know, you just got to be positive about everything you say and everything you do. you know, we're not expected to win the game, obviously. You know, they're a class above us. The fitness levels be higher. They've got match fitness. You know, everything's gone against us. You know, not training last night was an absolute killer. You know, it just seems like everything back to the walls. It's got to be one of them performances where I've said to the players, you know, we've got to perform at 15 out of 10. We've got to hope that they've got some sixes and sevens. And that's really where it is, you know, Ben. We've got to roll our sleeves up. We've got to get on with it. We've got to be positive about what we do, positive about our approach, positive about our mindset, and go out there and you know, enjoy the occasion again.
I mean, we've spoke a couple of times this season already, and, you know, before Christmas, I think you were pretty pleased with the squad, you know, how they were performing and that kind of thing. But you've made three signings ahead of this game as well, and I have to say that they're pretty impressive signings. Tell us more.
Well, obviously, last round we'd pulled in Luke Steele, and he got injured in the game, and we had to put young Max on, who did superbly well. He's not quite ready for this kind of game, young Max. And we had the chance of signing Conrad as well. So we've got Luke Steele and Conrad to choose from. Which way I go will be interesting. But it's another bit of experience in the camp. You know, Conrad's come in and he's helping us out. He's come in to give us that little bit of dial in the changing room, that little bit of voice in and around the back fours, you know, working with young keepers. And, you know, he's got great experience. He's a big presence. He kicks well. He talks well. Shot stopping's fantastic. And what he'll bring to young Max is the qualities I can't give him. So he's coming in. He wants to play. He's ready to play. He's keen to be donning the shirt on Saturday, tomorrow. You know, Luke Steele's fit. So we've got a you know, fantastic choice in that area. We've brought in a young lad, Harvey Duffy Weeks. He's a lad I've been keeping track on. He's a big, strong, powerful, energetic midfielder. You know, he's a player that's been on the radar for a while. He's got a bit of experience. He's played, you know, at some decent clubs. So we thought that was a good addition for us. And then to bring Nathan Stainsfield in, somebody I've worked with at Boston United. He's been at, obviously, Gainsborough as well. He's got a good level of non-league experience, especially playing against Conference North kind of sides. He's got well over 150 appearances at that kind of level. He's a very dominant, you know, organised centre-half who I've tried to sign for four seasons. So we're really pleased with the business we've done this week. It's important that we can name seven on the bench. It's important that we've got good choices from the bench. We've got, you know, I won't make no bones about it, we've got Sean Wright, the captain, suspended, which is a bit of a blow. It seems like, you know, something's against us again. We would have had him clear because we would have played league games, but he's still got his suspension hanging over him. So, you know, we just wanted to make sure we've got the right areas covered, and we're really pleased with the work we've done.
And we have to remember, I mean, you touched upon there with the Kidderminster game. That was the last competitive game you played, unfortunately. But Kidderminster, a bit higher up in the National League North, Hereford in mid-table. They've not really played, I don't think, since the start of January as well. So there's a chance here, isn't there? There is a chance, given the squad you already had, the players you've brought in. You know, you've done this before.
You know, it's 11 men v 11 men at the start of a game of football. You know, when that coin's tossed and that whistle's blown, you know, it's the ones who's... We've got quality. We've got lads that can play Conference North. On the big occasions, they can perform to that level. They perhaps couldn't do it week in, week out, you know, because that is a big challenge. But these boys are capable of, you know, putting on a show, and they've proved that against the likes of Stourbridge in this competition, then moving on to the Kidderminsters. So, yeah, we've all done it before. We've all, you know, stepped to the plate and showed what we're all about. And again, it's one of them occasions where, you know, I've said it, we've got to be, all of us, you know, from backroom staff, we've got to have a due diligence done. We've got to make sure we're well organised and giving the right information over before the game, during the game, half time, and then hopefully we're praising them at the end of that. The players, you know, they've proved they can do it. You know, it was a great performance against Kidderminster. Again, it was perhaps backs against the wall, not a lot of possession, having to make sure that we're organised and compact and solid when we haven't got possession. And then on transition, we have to make sure that we use the ball well. And it's going to be no different against Hereford. Hereford's in great form at the moment, six unbeaten. You know, they've proved they went and beat Kidderminster 3-1 and drew with them. we know this is a real tough ask. We know this is a real tough test. They're in a false position in the Conference North, and I think come the end of the season, they'll be in and around the six places, you know, pushing for them playoffs. They've got a fantastic squad, unbelievable experience on the management side of things. You know, they brought in Steve Burr, who I've had the pleasure of managing against quite a few times. I've had quite a bit of success, to be fair, and it's been nice to think that you can pit your wits against somebody like Steve and overcome his sides. And listen, that don't make it going to be any easier for us. We've got to be at our very best, mate. And, you know, we all know that. We all know where we are. Fitness-wise, are we up to scratch to where we want to be? No. Have we got a full team to choose from? No. Are we going to have our fans in that's going to cheer us on when we're so strong at home? No. Have we got the quality Hereford's got? The answer is no. But can we win the game on the day? And the answer is yes.
And you mentioned the fans there. This is a similar chat I had last week with Marine. Unfortunately, you know, that no fans are able to attend. But Stamford have mirrored what Marine have done and come up with a virtual ticket idea. And that seems to be doing quite well. So, you know, they might not be there, but they're certainly there in spirit.
Yeah, I mean, the club has really tried to support the fans through COVID the best they can. I mean, we've streamed. This is the second game we're going to stream now. I mean, they come at a cost, you know, and we're not naive to think that we're going to go and, you know, get anywhere near the Marine ticket sales. But if we can cover the cost of the two streaming games, the support from the fans so far has been fantastic. It's been brilliant all season. But this is out to the general public as well. It's not just Stamford fans. This is a chance to support a local side that's done really well in the competition. The chairman, again, has put the game on, you know, so it's free to watch. But, you know, I'm not a beggar. You know, I mean, I don't like these GoFund pages when things are really tough out there. And at the moment, things are really tough. You know, people are losing their jobs. People are, you know, scratching around for food. So all I've ever said on Twitter or in any social media is, if you can afford to support the club, please do so. Don't put yourselves in trouble, you know, trying to support a football club. You've got yourselves to think about. And I'm a big believer of that, you know, and it's all about looking after yourselves and your families and making sure that you're okay. But if you have got a spare bit of change and you can afford the £10 virtual ticket, we really, really, really appreciate it. You know, and it's a fantastic gesture if you do support it, whether that's a Stamford fan or a Hereford fan or just a bystander, you know, who's going to watch the game. We have tried to stream the game, and if you can't afford to, we're just pleased that we're putting the game on for fans so they can have some connection to the club and they can see what the boys are trying to do and they can appreciate the work rate and the hard work they're putting into that game against top quality opposition. So, like I say, we can't thank the people who's bought a ticket enough. And like I say, we'll give everything we've got. We always do in these games, and we've had some big ties, as you know, Ben, and we've come out on top. And why can't we do that again for them?
Yes, absolutely. Fingers crossed. And as Graham rightly said there, if you can afford to donate and buy a virtual ticket, head over to the Stamford Twitter feed, Stamford AFC 1896. And last question, really, Graham. Obviously, with the backdrop at the moment, that there's technically no football now with regards to the league until March the 6th at least. Be good to carry the season on, wouldn't it, with a win?
Yeah, you know, that's a part of the team talk as well. You know, it was a talk of Tuesday evening. You know, we don't know when we're going to kick another ball. If we stay in the competition, we'll have something to train for. We'll have something to look forward to. You know, we've got a fantastic group of players who like to be around each other. You know, they're a pleasure to be around. So, you know, we want to try and keep that going. The task in front of us is massive. You know, it's very tough. And like I've said, mate, we're not naive to that fact. But the boys want to be around each other. You know, the only way we're going to do that is by getting through. So we can't do any more than give absolutely everything we've got. We've got to be able to come off there, you know, wring your shirt out. You've put that much sweat and tears into it. We've given absolutely everything. Come 90 minutes, if it's good enough and we've got through to the next round, it will be amazing. It will be such an achievement for them young group of players. Plus also, it'll be a great achievement for Stamford Football Club. And we'll just, you know, they'll be saying it. It's Stamford's Cup final. You know, that'd be his talk in the changing room. Don't underestimate them. They've beat Kidderminster. You know, they've gone and beat teams from higher levels. These are no mugs. You know, I can picture his team talk now. I really can. And he will know that he's the superior side. We're just going to go out, mate, give it all we've got. We want to play another game, you know, before March. We've got the perfect opportunity to do that. It's just 90 minutes of football now, 97 minutes of football to try and get over that hurdle.
Stamford manager Graham Drury there joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's edition of the show. A big thank you to Graham and James for joining us. Remember, for the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you make sure that you all have a good week and that you stay safe. Bye-bye.